Miami, it's been a roller coaster of a ride with the highs of wins and the lows of defeat. Tonight, this ride reaches its peak as 84 athletes will come through those doors to become the one who calls himself state champion, champion of one of the most prestigious sporting events in America. From these mats, four stories below, blood and sweat will be spilled, but dreams will be made. So buckle up and remain seated at all times as Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, and Jason Summers prepare to take you on a wild ride as stars are made. The 2011 Iowa State Wrestling is on the air. Let's let the fireworks begin.
Just got a great text from the Hathaway boys' dad, John. He said, you tell Jason the Hathaways are from Melrose, but we love Albia, Sheraton, LaVilla. Turn out with 29 seconds left. He will score the pin. It's a figure four on the head. Figure four on the head with the arm bar. Figure four on the head. It's a total classic figure four.
Both the shoulders are on the mat. I don't know how much you can get flatter than that unless it was one of those Centerville Pancake Day pancakes.
Folks, he scores Dakota Poe ahead 3-2.
10 seconds.
He has 10 seconds.
Set the pin and scores the pin. Dakota Poe.
Folks, back home. Here we go.
20 seconds to go. Dane Jones trails by one here. Jones of Oskaloosa, McBroom of Southeast Polk. They meet right at the center of the mat. Final 18 seconds. Here's a shot by Jones. He's in on double leg. He's going to get the takedown. 12 seconds to go. Can he hang on? We're under 10. 7-6, Jones with the lead. He's on top of McBroom. He's working his way up, and he's in control here in 3 seconds. 2-1. Oskaloosa, stand up. Give Jones a round of applause. He'll move on in the consolation action, 7-6. And what a finish to this match.
I put my track shoes on before I went to bed because I knew I was going to have to sleep fast.
Does a sit out, and he's back on his feet. Now it's 16-12.
Shadow on top now, 16-12.
His winner shot. Shadow trying to get the throw here.
Well, Shadow was right to his arm. Back. He's going right to go right to the back. We're going to see a pin here, folks. 15
he gets
seconds
the pin.
To go.
Shadow Leshen gets the pin.
Folks, back home. Here we go. It's in tight with 5 seconds to go. If he can get it down there, it's a pin.
And he gets it.
With 4 seconds to go. Congratulations, Skyler Sport from Knoxville.
Here's Roberts getting some back points. He's working his way up, trying to get that shoulder to the mat. Roberts now in that cradle. He's got a tight cradle. He gets the pin. Brant Roberts with 1:26 to go in the third period gets a pin for the Rockets. He will move on.
A lot of friends and family listening to this, so I really appreciate everything you guys do to bring it.
He's got him on his back. Can he work it into a pin? He does. Crosby.
We're in a dogfight here at 135 pounds, folks.
He's trying to get the take. He's got his head out. He's got the take. Coach Winger's charging for it. 19 seconds to go. Matt's got to get that leg around.
Cadel has still got his arm in on
take
the way.
Takedown, Matt White, 13 seconds to go.
13 seconds left. Matt White advances to
final
the semifinals.
Kyler Richard, 140, and they come set. Nessa, Richard tries to do a quick spin out. Gets to his feet, trying to get the other hand. Switches it around. Can he get the escape? 1 second to go, and he does. Kyler Richard with the win, with a desperate move. Makes it right at the edge of the mat as time expires. Kyler Richard, Matt White with two amazing last-second wins for both of their teams.
I miss this so much. Being in school, I just couldn't stand not being here. Listening to you guys on the radio, it was just, my adrenaline was going, and I just miss this place. There's nothing like it.
About ready to go down here. 4 seconds. 3, 2. He stands up. He's
1 second. Richard's going to they give him the point right at the right.
They give him a one-point escape for a one-point escape. Kyler Richard is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
Action.
Kyler Richard gets the takedown. He gets the pin. The takedown and the pin in Centerville. Kyler Richard will win the championship.
How about that, folks?
Had a kid.
A takedown and a pin in overtime.
What a great job by Brant Roberts. He had four pinning combinations in the first period. Poe move and put a Poe lock on him. Poe move and put a Poe lock on him. Poe lock.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena and Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson. As we stand high above these mats, there's not an empty seat in this building. It's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen this thing full until I come to a wrestling meet.
It's a tough ticket. The 2011 championships of the Iowa High School Wrestling is going to start in just a moment. We've got key matchups coming to you from 103 pounds all the way up to 285 pounds. We'll have action for you. Local wrestlers, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Rocket, Brett Roberts from Eddyville. He is going to take his 44-2 senior mark against Austin Even of Jessup, a 43-2 junior. We'll also have at 140, Kyler Risher of Centerville. He's going to take a 46-9 mark up against Brad Schwenke at 43-4. Those are championships, folks. We're talking about cream of the crop, top of the podium. We'll bring it all live to you here.
Looky here as we begin
the Grand March.
This is a spectacle. Shadow Leshin there at 103. Also at 103, representing Southern Iowa, is Jay Fresh of Knoxville. What a scene this is, folks. This is a spectacle.
The Grand March, the wrestlers are coming out of the tunnel. They come out of the south tunnel, the north tunnel, walk to the south. There are three mats here today. We've been operating with eight. Now we've got three. We'll compete the championships simultaneously by weight class. 103 followed by 112 all the way up to 285.
Tanner Cowan, Jimmy Szczynski at 112. Megan Black of Ottumwa at 112. 119 just coming out. Eric Freed of Clark. Dalton Kingery of Prairie City Monroe. Also, don't forget that Jason Crosby. How about the tournament Jason Crosby's had at 112?
He'll be standing on the medal stand tonight for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Gladiator-type music being played here for the Grand March.
119, Austin King or Aaron King and Corey Club. Also at 125, Dakota Simmons, Taylor Brammer coming out. Austin Vogel in there.
Austin Vogel of Pekin Packwood. We brought you all kinds of wrestling action. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today. Class 1A, we featured Eddyville Blakesburg, Cardinal of Elk, Pekin Packwood, Sigourney Keota. Our 2A schools, we brought you live wrestling action from Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola, Davis County, and Prairie City, Monroe, and Fairfield. 3A schools, we had Ottumwa, Knoxville, and Oskaloosa all competing up here.
Nathan Van Zanny at 130 coming out there. Matt White at 135. Of course, as you said, we've had so many athletes we've followed throughout this tournament. Unbelievable.
If you're just joining us, folks, you are in for a treat. It's the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're bringing it live to you on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Tony Johnson. We're here at the Well, bringing it to you from Des Moines.
Dakota Poe coming out. Jake Crosby coming out here in just a second.
There's our 160-pounders making their way onto the mat for the Grand March.
Brett Roberts. He's going to be fighting for a championship. How awesome is that?
How nice to walk there with your headgear in your hand.
Amen. That is got to be a pretty special feeling. Kyler Risher. Kyler Risher will be going for a championship as 171 takes the mat and comes across. I can't imagine the feeling that has to be going through there, through all those kids down there right now.
And, folks, all these wrestlers come onto the mat. They march down the center of the mat in the grand parade, form off in two columns going off to the side, and now they have lined the entirety of the sides of the mat as the 215-pounders come onto the mat, 285 right behind them. A lot of great Southern Iowa wrestling talent on those mats. See the Hathaway boys from Iowa City West down there. Dakota Poe. Tanner Cowan.
Yeah, we've got Shadow Jay Fresh, Tanner Cowan, Jason Crosby, Nathan Van Zandy, Matt White, Dakota Poe, Jake Crosby, all on the mat as we speak.
I see Dylan Nelson down there. Great wrestler for the Davis County Mustangs. The officials had some voting that they did, and they announced the results of that voting earlier. The coaches of the year were named. Gilbertville Don Bosco, Class 1A coach Tom Kettman got the award. Class 2A's Atlantic Tim Duff, the coach that got that award, coach of the year. And Class 3A coach of the year, Dubuque Hempstead's Chuck Haas.
What an amazing, amazing scene. It's something out of a storybook. They're going to play our national anthem, and we're going to keep it right here and enjoy the ambience of this historic moment.
We ask that you please remain standing for the national anthem and until the colors are dismissed from the arena floor. Our featured vocalist this evening is Mackenzie Green, a senior at Ankeny High School. Mackenzie is the daughter of Robert and Sue Green. She has sung the national anthem at various community events, including the National Guard send-off ceremony, the 75th anniversary of the Iowa State Troopers, and the Mid-Iowa Band Championships. She is involved in color guard, concert band, choir, show choir, and her church worship team. Next year, Mackenzie plans to pursue vocal music at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. As we stand silent to honor our great nation, let us remember with respect and gratitude for the men and women in uniform, many of whom made the supreme sacrifice, and those who have served and others who are still serving around the world to ensure our safety and liberties. With Becky Arnold to sign, our national anthem by Mackenzie Green.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
goodness, how about that, Jason?
Can you feel the goosebumps?
What a rendition of our nation's song.
Unbelievable. The goosebumps are out, and we're going to come back as the excitement builds live and in high fidelity, high above the mats. Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, and we've got state championship wrestling coverage right here. Don't go anywhere. that's High Fidelity. It is Shoeless Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers, high above these mats, and in high, crystal clear fidelity. Thank you, Joe Millage. Thank you for the vision of this station and what you've done to bring this and make this possible. Tonight, we got three mats going, but let's recap real quick at the medal placements from the athletes we covered here in Southern Iowa. It's 112, Jason Crosby of Eddyville-Blakesburg finished fourth place. Nathan Van Zanny finished with a seventh place finish. Jake Crosby got a fifth place medal. They're going to be on their the medal brackets on those podiums here a little bit later. 103, Shadow Leshen in 2A for Albion finished eighth. It was Tanner Cowan at 112 getting a fourth place finish. Matt White getting a win in the fifth place finish. Dakota Poe finishes fourth. And then Jay Fresh, Joe Sinclair, he came in here and had a great tournament as well for Knoxville.
Gutty match there for Jay Fresh. I think he winds up in fifth place.
Yep.
We're going to bring all the championship action to you tonight, folks. They're going to simultaneously contest 1A, 2A, and 3A matches at each weight class, starting at 103. We're going to feature the 1A match for you. Jordan Bremer from Woodward Central against Andrew Faust from Underwood. Bremer, the 43-0 record coming into the bout versus Faust. He's 49-2. At 112 pounds, the Class 2A matchup is going to feature Colton McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff. Centerville wrestlers will probably like to see how he does since he beat Centerville's own Tanner Cowan. McChrystal is a 45-1 sophomore. He'll go up against the tough Dylan Peters, a 48-0 junior at 112 pounds, Class 2A. We'll keep it at 2A at 119. Topher Carton from Assumption, he's a 41-0 junior. He's going to go up against Southern Iowa's New London Winfield Mountain Union's Sawyer Ferris, a 45-2 junior. The matchup at 125 has a Southern Iowa flair. Dakota Simmons, Fairfield's own Dakota Simmons, a 25-3 senior, will go up against the undefeated Jacob Colin from Clear Lake. He's a 34-0 senior coming into this championship match. Earlier this week, we saw Angelo Kelly destroyed by the takedown machine John Meeks, the 43-0 junior from Des Moines Roosevelt. He'll be the feature against Dakota Bauer of Iowa City West, a 37-4 junior. So Meeks, the returning state champion, looking to extend his perfect season this year. At 135, we'll jump back to Class 2A. Jake Marlin of Creston, a 46-1 sophomore. The only loss hung on him this year was by Albia's own Matt White. He'll be going up against Tyler Patton of Webster City, a 34-3 senior. And then the match that everybody is waiting for in Centerville. Match will be brought to you by Centerville Tractor and Implement, home of John Deere Sales, Parts, and Service. If you're in Centerville and you need it in this green, that's where you need to go. 142A match, Kyler Risher, Centerville, the 46-9 cardiac kid up against Brad Schwenke, 43-4 junior. And Jason, how about Kyler Risher? I mean,
oh my gosh,
a last-second escape to get out of the quarterfinals and then an unbelievable semifinal win, overtime pin.
There's a lot of people who are seeing cardiologists this weekend because of the matches that Kyler Risher put together.
Well, I got home last night, folks, in time to look at Kyler Risher's pin on the television, and it sounded better on the radio on Joe Millage's replay than it did replayed on the television. It was just an unbelievable match, incredible excitement, and I just can't wait to see what kind of moves Kyler Risher puts on Brad Schwenke. I think that it's going to be a barn burner at 140.
It's going to be incredible. I know that everyone back in Centerville is probably sitting on pins and needles right now, but I'm sure Kyler Risher's as calm as can be in that locker room as he gets ready. That's one thing he is. He's just not intimidated by anything.
We'll leave it right here for analysis after Kyler Risher's 140-pound match, and we'll tell you how the 145-pound matches go, but we'll keep it up here for analysis and discussion how Kyler Risher's match goes and at 145.
And maybe even some Alka-Seltzer and some heart medication.
Hey, and that'll be a great time for people that want to communicate with us. You can communicate with us via text, email. You can email me at qps@iowatelecom.net. And Jason, what's our text number?
641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. Folks, this is the only place you're going to get wall-to-wall radio coverage of the state tournament. You're going to get some video coverage at home I know on PBS they always cover it, Joe, or maybe KDSM's now doing it. But you're not going to get, the exclusive every match type of coverage that you will right here on the radio.
You will not get coverage and analysis. We've got the Senate Piercebacher Matt Side Mike with Tony Johnson. Tony, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
How's the atmosphere down on the floor?
Oh, it's just everybody's it's boiling over down here just with enthusiasm and anticipation, and it's just crazy.
Well, from up here, I'll paint the scene for you what it looks like. There is not an empty seat in the house. They've got all the cheerleaders that were, I suppose those are the cheerleaders that are going to cheer for the wrestlers as they compete tonight. They are down at the south end doing dances, doing cheers to the music that's being played, and it's just, it's a beautiful scene of spectator fun going to be had.
It's unbelievable. Once in a lifetime opportunity. This is a Texas just came in, and this is Texas out of our area. Once in a lifetime opportunity. Work hard, wrestlers, and leave everything on the mat. Hey, Tony, from Val, Colton, and Matt Johnson.
Yeah, that's in from Cheyenne, Wyoming. So
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah, very good.
The 152-pound match that will feature will be Austin Kessler of Durant against Dallas Houchins from I-35. And 160, of course, Brett Roberts, Eddieville, Blakesburg against Austin Evan of Jessup.
I cannot wait. You can check out my Facebook page or the website and take a look at the pictures I just uploaded on of this spectacle. It's unbelievable.
Well, we have got the wrestlers on the mats. The officials are taking their positions, and we are underway 2011 Championship Wrestling coming to you, Class 1A, 103 pounds. It'll be Jordan Bremer of Woodward Central against Andrew Fouch of Underwood. And as they get underway, a little hand checking, a little sparring. Boy, Jason, unlike the matches that we have seen all week, there is not a crowd roaring right now. All week long, you had eight matches going all the time, folks, and there was always somebody yelling for something great that was going to be happening. And takedown here. Takedown. Tony Johnson, that takedown there at 103 pounds, who got that? I don't have that in my book.
I'm not familiar with these wrestlers either. The guy in the black there, at the, he's going for near fall here too.
Well, one thing that they do, they'll mix up the matches, I think, to accommodate the television, and so they'll switch them around. You'll have a 1A on one mat, 2A on another mat, and I think they do that, like I said, just to get the television figured out.
We'll get it figured out for you here, folks. It's live wrestling action. We're bringing it to you from the Well, Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for this year's 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Jordan Bremer of Woodward Central, he has a 2-0 lead against his opponent, Andrew Fouch of Underwood. 30 seconds remain here. First period action. Class 1A, 103 pounds. We'll set this up for you. These little guys wrestling. All three matches is a takedown as we wind down through the first period. 2-0, 2-0, and 2-0. And all three wrestlers have red leg bands on that are in the lead.
And we are...
Start of the second period, we will be in the neutral position. Bremer of Woodward Central. 2-0 lead on his opponent, Andrew Fouch of Underwood. Your score now. Bremer with the takedown. These little guys really go after it, don't they, Jason?
They're really aggressive. They're fast on their feet. And we saw that, you know, the Shadow Leshen, the Jay Fresh, these guys really get out there and move their feet. And they're electrifying to watch.
They've also got a table full of trophies over there, Jason. You see that at the north end?
Absolutely. And it's well guarded and protected. And I know. There's
some hardware
wrestlers that are drooling over there for the opportunity to take one of those home.
That hardware will go into the trophy case at a very lucky school. And this might be a good time to run down for you what the standings are right now. Top three in 1A is Logan Magnolia, comfortable lead over Don Bosco Gilbertville and I-35 Truro. Eddyville Blakesburg is in seventh place. Probably a top 10 finish for Eddyville this year, Coach Johnson.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a top five here, I think.
If everything goes right, and I'm getting the updates quickly here on the site, and I'm going to give you the most recent as they fought to get these done for us this afternoon. Joe, in 1A, Eddyville Blakesburg jumped all the way up after those bonus points that were earned there. They're now in fifth place, 53.5 points. They find themselves about 4.5 points behind Alburnett in fourth place, and then sitting in third place is Interstate Truro. Interstate 35 Truro, and that's a separation of about 9 points. So it's within reach, but it would be very difficult to get. But the Rockets, I'm not going to count out Roberts getting bonus points. No way. Not the way he's been wrestling. He's been dominant.
Yeah, that was quite a semifinal match. Brett Roberts of Eddyville Blakesburg hit the Kelly right out of the gun, and then three fireman's carries later, he carries his opponent to his back and pins him with, I believe, 4 seconds left in that first period?
Yeah. Well, mathematically, we're still in it for third, but realistically, I think Alburnett's going to win both of their matches, or their favorite anyway, and if we got all the bonus points from mathematically, but we'll see what happens.
I think Dallas Houston's pretty much favored at his final for I-35 Truro as well.
Yes.
Here's the setting for two-way, guys, as we look here at some of the schools in southern Iowa. It's sitting in 10th place, Fairfield, 43 points. You've got, and really this is impressive, Centerville at 18th, 35 points right behind them at 21st. There's several ties in between, so sitting about a point and a half behind Centerville is Albia at 21st. Centerville with 36 points. Centerville really just... and depending on how things turn out here, they could actually vault themselves into the top 10, depending on what happens with Risher.
That is going to be something fun to find out.
Looking at some of the other schools that we followed, Winterset finds itself in 33rd place. But, you know, when you've got that many schools competing up here and you find yourself in the top 20, the top quarter of all schools, you've got something to be proud of.
No question.
A little blood time over here on the mat number three. And one thing that they do here, they'll wait for all three matches to get done before they get to the next set of contest at 112.
That's the 3-800-3-pound match. Looks like Jake Keithy from Valley of West Des Moines. He is trailing that match 5-1. They're working on his blood time. He's down 5-1 to Philip Locks of Iowa City West.
Well, I think Philip Lowe of Iowa City West was originally from Fairfield, if I'm not mistaken. And then he transferred to Iowa City West. And I actually had some callers that had sent me text asking how he was doing. And I know there's probably people from Fairfield trying to keep an eye on his match.
And your 103-pound champion is crowned. And it's 103-pound champion. By a margin of 3-12 is Jordan Bremer of Woodward Central. Jordan Bremer, congratulations. You are the 103-pound champion in Class 1A by a score of 3-12.
Very good. As we continue to roll along here, I got all kinds of texts coming in. It's time to rock and roll. That coming from Coach Whistler. Our buddy Rick, who joined us up here in the broadcast booth. We want to tell Kyler Risher good luck from his cousins, the Stricklers, from Moravia. Glad to have you listening in, Moravia, and we're going to bring you that unbelievable matchup. We can't wait. The Cardiac Kid's going to take the mat here in probably about 45 minutes, so don't go anywhere. That's the most silence I have heard out of you two all week when we had a little break there.
Oh, that's pretty good. Brian Krall said he got a shout out to the wrestlers. Also, congrats to the Albia fourth grade boys basketball team. They got second place in Newton today. Way to go, Blue. Good job, fourth graders. Absolutely.
Private Levi Ratliff wishing Brett Roberts good luck in the final. It's all you, man. And I'll tell you what, Brett Roberts is all man. No doubt about it. He has been the man.
Yeah, that's an ex-Eddyville wrestler there calling in.
Our long-distance listener winner, it was Angie Sennett. She was listening in on the World Wide Web all the way from Japan. Angie was a wrestling manager all 4 years of high school, and she was a mat girl for a lot of years before that. And,
well, she had to be tough. Oh. You know, look at the brother she grew up with.
Danny,
you know?
And Mike and Tony and Philip, yep, tough duty, no question.
And she had to feel like the safest girl in the high school walking around there, you know? Her and Stephanie.
Class,
no worries.
Class 2A champion is going to be, make sure I get this right. I'm going to use my binoculars for this one, Jason. I will confirm it as soon as I see a cheerleader turn around to... Who was that one, Tony? Class 2A. That must be... get to it here.
We get the books. Every time they update the books, they leave a lot of spacing, and it makes it interesting to be able to trace this stuff down.
Must be West Delaware. Spirit Lake versus West Delaware. That's who was the... that's who was competing at 2A. We'll get that one for you. 3A still being contested down here. There's 30 seconds left in that match. Low from Iowa City West on top, 7-1 with 25 seconds to go at 103 pounds. Looks like Philip Lowe, Iowa City West, in charge of his Valley West Des Moines opponent.
Well, he was impressive last year. I remember watching him wrestle up here. He continued to dominate, and obviously he's on his way, well on his way to get a state championship here. Got that arm barred back, and 2 seconds to go, and that is going to be it. Philip Lowe, congratulations. You are a state champion. And that is going to do it for 103. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here, set things up for 112 as we roll right along. Don't forget, you got to call your friends, call your neighbors. Let them know Kyler Rischer and Brett Roberts, they're coming up next right here. When you return back to the Wells Fargo Arena, we'll be right back. Congrats, Big Red and Big Blue. Congrats, Big Red and Big Blue, and Couch Stinky Feet Winger from A House Divided, the Mahalovich, is listening in Centerville. Joe, you got the feature matchup over here at 112 as we keep on rolling along.
Dylan Peterson, the Denver Tripoli Jr., trying to put an exclamation point on his perfect 48-0 season. He's going up against Colton McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff, the kid that knocked out Tanner Cowan from Centerville. McChrystal with a 45-1 mark. He's down by a takedown here as we enter into the center part of this first period. An escape by McChrystal. McChrystal's out. Taken back down quickly by Peters. 4-1 your score now. It's Dylan Peters of Denver Tripoli. Perfect 48-0 on the season. Potentially dangerous hold. They'll come back to the center of the mat. Reset. Colton McChrystal, Sergeant Bluff on the bottom. Peters of Denver Tripoli covering.
I'm watching over here on Matt, right in the middle of the middle mat, Brant Sims of Twin River, taking on Nathan Ryan of Woodward Central. And Ryan is trailing of Woodward Central to Brant Sims. Sims out in front 4-0.
Folks, we apologize for a little bit of confusion there on those first matches. The Iowa High School Athletic Association did not notify the broadcast team at KIIC Radio 96.7 here at the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships where they were going to spot the 1A, 2A, and 3A matches, and we were caught off guard a little bit there.
Tony Johnson, you got mat number 3 for us, the 3A action.
Colby Knight of Urbandale over here, 39-2 against Jake Anguish from Ames.
First period ends, and as we go to the second period, Denver Tripoli's Dylan Peters starts on his feet, gets the takedown, and with a potentially dangerous hold, will reset it again at the center of the mat. A minute 48 remains. 6-1 your score. Dylan Peters, Denver Tripoli fantastic year that he has had, 48-0 on the season. Denver Tripoli, of course, last year's state champions at Class 2A.
Over here on the 1A action, it's Brant Sims of Twin Rivers out in front of Ryan, or Nathan Ryan of Woodward Central. He's out in front, 4-0, 1:24 to go, second period.
Kobe Knight behind 2-1 here.
Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa, the venue for this year's 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're at 112 pounds. It's the Class 2A feature match. Dylan Peters, the perfect 48-0 junior, on his feet, 6-2 lead. He's had a couple of escapes, has Colton McChrystal, his Sergeant Bluff opponent. Three takedowns for Dylan Peters. He leads 6-2. Stalemate, they come back to the center of the mat. 105 and counting in this Class 112, Class 2A 112-pound championship bout.
Brant Sims of Twin Rivers still out in front here. He's out in front now. Extended lead 6-0, 42 seconds to go. Second period, taking on Nathan Ryan of Woodward Central.
Very athletic Dylan Peters. Takes down Colton McChrystal with a power move. Colton McChrystal knocked out Tanner Cowan of Centerville in the quarterfinal match. Tanner Cowan came back to get a medal for the Centerville Big Reds, though.
And Brant Sims over here is the one who defeated Jason Crosby in that opening match. And, of course, Crosby went on a tear from there, ended up finishing fourth. But Sims is on his prowl here, 6-0. Second period, 16 seconds to go in 1A action.
Reversal.
Coach Johnson, you have on the 3A.
Reversal for Colby Knight over here, going up 3-2 over the Ames kid.
Dylan Peters in control of his match for Denver Tripoli. It's an 8-2 score with 10 seconds left in the second period. Stall warning against McChrystal of Sergeant Bluff. McChrystal of Sergeant Bluff, the warning for stalling. These officials really like to make the action happen, don't they, Jason?
They do, and I really like that. I think that makes it better for everyone, particularly for the viewer. Here in the opening of the third period, Joe, it's 6-0 again. Brant Sims, Twins River, the gentleman who knocked out Jason Crosby in his opening match, looking for a championship, and he's out in front here 7-0.
Denver Tripoli's Dylan Peters elects to take the neutral position and lets his opponent up 10-3 now after a quick takedown. Three escapes for Colton McChrystal, Sergeant Bluff. Those are his 3 points. He'll get another one now as Dylan Peters cuts him. 10-4 your score. A 5-takedown performance by Dylan Peters. And boy, you can just really see why this kid is top ranked. Very powerful, very quick, very athletic. And he gets his 6th takedown of the match to take the 12-4 lead.
Over here in the middle of the mat, Joe, it looked like a runaway for Brant Sims, but Nathan Ryan gave a charge there, got the reversal, and he's trimmed the lead down to 5, 7-2, your score, 105 to go in the contest. Coach Johnson, you got the 3A action.
Yeah, Colby Knight was down 2-1. He came over to his coaches, and all of a sudden, boy, he come back, but coaches said something, lit a fire under him. Now he's ahead, was ahead 3-2, but now they're back neutral 3-3.
A very smart wrestler, Dylan Peters. He's got that 8-point lead, and looks like he's going to be content to ride him out. Colton McChrystal can't do anything. He just got another stall call, and that makes the score 13-4. 13-4, Dylan Peters, the Denver Tripoli junior, with the 48-0 mark on his way with 36 seconds to go, a 13-4 lead. Looks like here at the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, he's going to take the 112-pound Class 2A crown.
Still on the middle mat, Brant Sims still out in front here. He's extended lead 8-2 after an escape 16 seconds ago. Nathan Ryan trying to do a desperate move here and will fall out of bounds 11 seconds ago, and it gives up the takedown. And looks like Sims is going to win here 2-8.
Colby Knight back in there on a takedown, going up 5-3 over the senior, the sophomore Knight over the senior there.
And I can give you the final result. Dylan Peters, Denver Tripoli, 49-0 on the season. He has a perfect mark and a perfect championship. The hardware is going to the Peters home. He will be your Class 2A 112-pound champion. 13-4, the final score.
Brant Sims gets his hand raised, and he wins 10-2 over Nathan Ryan. And Coach Johnson's got a barn burner over here in 3A.
Yeah, we just got another escape, so we're neutral here, 4-5. Colby Knight back in on a shot. Tough Wizard applied. He's dropping down, looking maybe stalemate. Nothing. Stalemate.
And that's Ames versus who, Coach?
Colby Knight, the Knight family there, Steve Knight's, I think, son.
Is that from Clinton?
From Urbandale.
Urbandale, okay.
long list.
Steve Knight, when he wrestled back in the 80s, he wrestled for Clinton.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they were a fantastic wrestling family.
Danny there. And
13 seconds to go, guys. This is quite the contest.
4-5 the score. 112 pounds, class 3A. 5-4 your score.
3 seconds.
Knight from Urbandale on top. 5-4. Knight backing up. Backing up. Looks like he could get a stall call.
That could be a stall call. Oh, no call.
The Ames crowd goes wild. The Urbandale crowd also goes wild. And these people got passion for their wrestlers, Jason.
Let's recap the winners at 112 in each of the classes in class 2A.
2A, Dylan Peters, Denver Tripoli, gets the win 13-4 over his opponent, Colton McChrystal of Sergeant Bluff.
And 3A.
5-4, Colby Knight, sophomore over the senior from Ames there.
And it was Brant Sims getting the championship. Brant Sims, the individual who beat out Jason Crosby in his first matchup over Nathan Ryan of Woodward Central. We'll come back here, moving a lot along to 119. When we come back here, live, high above the mats and high fidelity, you're listening to Iowa State Wrestling right here on Thunder Country KISE. I got the text coming in. We want to hear where you're listening from tonight. 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. Send us out a shout out where you're listening from, who you're rooting for tonight. The text keep coming in. Away from a radio for a while and drive me crazy after listening in all week. Thanks, I am hooked.
And folks, just saw a great spectacle. The class 2A 103-pounders have just received their awards. Shadow Leshen, he's got his medal and he's showing it to his folks. He's got it around his neck. Great deal for Shadow Leshen. He's got a great seat for these championships. He's just mat side. They've got all the wrestlers that are down here. They've got a nice spot for him to watch the matches from. And the class 3A 103-pound awards are being given out right now.
Yeah, I see Jay Fresh down there standing on his podium.
Jay
sixth
Fresh,
place.
Sixth place for the Knoxville Panthers. Congratulations, Jay Fresh. And congratulations, Shadow Leshen. Great freshman campaign capped off by a medal at state. How about that, Albie Blue Demon fans? Shadow Leshen, he's got the hardware. I'm sure you'll be able to see a photograph of that. We'll try to get one up on the website. I'm sure Dave Pax at the newspaper will have coverage.
Guaranteed to have it.
He'll have coverage of the Iowa High School Championships.
Let's recap who we're going to have. Here is a text coming in real quick, guys. Picture good on TV announcers. Cannot hold a candle to you guys. Doing a great job, doing a combo, listening to you, and watching the TV. Thanks, guys. All right, let's get your matchups. Joe, you're covering 2A action.
I'm going to have Davenport Assumptions, Topher Carson. Topher Carton. He is a 41-0 junior going up against Sawyer Parrish from New London, Winfield, Mount Union. And that's a Southern Iowa school right there north of Highway 34. We will be rooting for Sawyer Parrish. He's an underdog with two losses, 45-2 on the season. It's Parrish versus Carton in Class 2A 119.
1A, we got it. 119, a junior, 37-1, Jesse Partlow, MNW Webb. Against the junior 46-1 Tyler Shalista from Alburnett.
And over here on the mat number 3A action at 119, Keegan Wakefield, Iowa City West, and Corey Clark, Southeast Polk. That's going to be an awesome, awesome contest over here at 119. Keegan Wakefield 36-5 on the season, and looking for a championship against the 41-0. Make that the 44-0 Wakefield.
Yeah, that Jesse Partlow from Manson Northwest Webster, he's the guy that took out Corey Club from Sigourney. Really dominant performance there in the quarterfinals against Corey Club.
Hey, it bodes good for us as Eddyville that we got beat by the champion there at 12.
That is right.
That's right. That was my point, is that and then you've seen Crosby come back and run three straight off, and that was a tight contest right to the end in his
third place
meddling match.
Yeah.
Class 2A match featuring Topher Carton from Davenport Assumption. Carton with the red singlet and the cross on the back and a cursive A on the front. New London Winfield Mount Union, they've got the Hawkeye colors. black and gold.
And what's strange over here in Iowa City West, you'd think they'd have the black and gold, but it's not. Southeast Polk with the black and gold, and Iowa City West with the green on. Green and the golden green.
I really like New London Winfield Mount Union's championship singlet here. I'm looking at it through my binoculars. It's got an outline of the state of Iowa on the back of it, and then it says Iowa across the top, and then NL, New London, in the middle of the outline of Iowa. And underway here, first period action, 119 pounds, Class 2A match. Counting down through a minute, 30 seconds. Carton in on the shot. Nothing doing. They're back to the center of the mat.
0-0 over here. Elbernett throws a big headlock. He's got it. 2-1. Two count. Three count. Out of position. He's starting over. I think he went to three there. He stopped counting, but he's got 3 points now. He's hooking the leg in. He's got him on the ropes here. If he can lift the head up, I think he's going to get this. He's got it deep.
Class 1A match. Looks like it could be a pin, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be.
Stalemate over here.
Pin.
Class 1A, a pin. Was that Albernett?
Albernett takes the pin. Not really what Eddieville's looking for, but they're sure excited.
Jesse Partlow, Manson, Northwest Webster County, gets pinned by his opponent, Tyler Shalista from Albernett. Albernett, a small town just north of Cedar Rapids there. Nice little town. Played baseball up there with the Albia Blue Demons one time.
Boy, that didn't take long. He just threw that, and he just was determined to get the pin and never let him off. That's what the coaches say. You get him on your back, you keep him there, you finish it up, especially in this big time of match.
Score the pin in 107 for Albernett. Congratulations, Class 1A champion. Over here on 2A, no score. 24 seconds left in the first period. It's the undefeated Topher Carton from Davenport Assumption going up against the talented Sawyer Ferris from New London, Winfield, Mount Union. Shot in there by Ferris. Counter by Carton. And at the end of the match here, at the end of the first period, both wrestlers on their feet.
Over here on the 3A action, Keegan Wakefield, 38-5, 41-0. Corey Clark out in front, 2-0 here. We got a little blood timeout that that kind of delayed our start. But right now it is Wakefield who is trailing here 2-0.
Carton from Davenport Assumption takes a down position to start the second period of his 119-pound title match at the Iowa High School Championships. He escapes Sawyer Ferris of New London, Winfield Mount Union for the first point of the match. 119 pounds, Class 2A. Carton on top of Ferris, 1-0, 148 left here, second period.
Over here, we're just about to begin the second period as the coin is being tossed. And again, it's Corey Clark, undefeated, Southeast Polk out in front of Keegan Wakefield of Iowa City West, 2-0.
Our 119-pound match over here at Class 2A featuring a lot of pummeling, sparring, and tepid shots, really. Not seeing either wrestler being very aggressive here. Kind of unusual for a 119-pound match, especially here at State. But I suppose both of these wrestlers understand and respect the other wrestler's abilities and are very cognizant of the stage that they are on. It's Iowa Championships.
Give us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. Over here in 3A action, Corey Clark, Southeast Polk out in front now, 3-2 after a quick reversal by Keegan Wakefield, and he gets the reversal, and now it's just a one-point game or match going into the midway part of the second period.
50 seconds remain in Class 2A, 119 pounds, 1-0 your score. Topher Carton with the escape to start the second period, and that's the only scoring that we've seen in this match. Both wrestlers on their feet taking somewhat timid shots. Had one attempt by Sawyer Ferris of New London, Winfield, Mount Union, and there's a single leg brought up, switched off to the double with the head on the outside. Topher Carton trying to bulldog his opponent, Sawyer Ferris, New London, Winfield, Mount Union. Hips in by Ferris. He keeps his hips in. He's going to try to roll out of this thing. If it looks to me like we're going to see two here. Sawyer Ferris desperately trying to stave off the double leg. And there it is, a two-point takedown. Give it to Topher Carton. He now leads 3-0 at 119.
Well, over here in 3A action, boy, the action has heated up in 3A. Corey Clark, who's undefeated, taking on Keegan Wakefield, Iowa City West. Keegan Wakefield has come back here after getting down. And now it's a 5-2 contest. Wakefield had given up the escape to Clark. with 30 seconds to go, second period. And Wakefield trying to do the sit out here. Clark on top, second period, 25 seconds to go.
Sawyer Ferris being attended to for a bloody nose right here as we begin the second, as we conclude the second period. So we'll wait on the blood crew to take care of Sawyer Ferris of New London Winfield Mount Union. And when we come back, and here we go, Ferris settles in on the bottom. He'll be covered by Topher Carden of Davenport Assumption. This is Class 2A 119-pound championship wrestling, folks. Champion is going to be crowned here in 2 minutes at Class 2A. Carton on top 3-0 as we start the third period.
Corey Clark over here undefeated on the season. He's out in front 5-2 as we open up the third period. Wakefield in the down position. It's going to be important for Wakefield to get out here quickly, trying to do a switch out here. Wakefield sits it out, trying to switch himself around. He's trailing by three. He's got to get the escape here and get to his feet.
I think that Topher Carton of Davenport Assumption there at the end of that second period when he got that takedown, that was really the first shot that he had taken the whole entire match. The rest of them, they were kind of just little timid attempts, but he got in there deep on single leg, had his head on the outside, switched to the double, was able to bulldog Sawyer Ferris to the mat and get the takedown as the conclusion of the second period came about.
Now Wakefield over here of Iowa City West did the Granby roll, trying to get out of the grasp of Corey Clark, and nearly got the reversal.
We saw a conventional side roll here by Sawyer Ferris. He had his opponent Topher Carton a little bit too high, and he got the 2-point reversal. Now he's going to cut him. The score will be 4-2. Carton of Assumption on top with 52 seconds to go. It's a barn burn, Class 2A 119-pound championship.
1:13 to go over here, and it's still a 5-2 contest. Corey Clark trailing, or Corey Clark out in front of Keegan Wakefield, Iowa City West.
A takedown separates Sawyer Ferris from Topher Carton with 33 seconds remaining in their 119-pound championship match. Sawyer Ferris, New London Winfield Mount Union, needs a takedown to tie. He's in on the front headlock near the edge of the mat. They're off.
Oh, Ferris. You can hear the twos coming from the crowd. They were wanting it.
Ferris, he had a good shuck there, but it was off the mat.
They're begging a little bit.
Well, we're still over here, 5-2. Corey Clark still out in front of Keegan Wakefield of Iowa City West. Corey Clark of Southeast Polk undefeated, trying to remain that and get the state championship here. 48 seconds to go. 3 points separate these wrestlers.
With 15 seconds left, Sawyer Ferris is going to have a desperation-type takedown shot.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. He gets the headlock in, folks.
Yes.
He gets the headlock.
He's down. His hips down. That's two. Nope. It was there for a minute, I thought.
And then, we saw a fantastic attempt as time expired by Sawyer Ferris. He tried the headlock. He actually executed it beautifully. He couldn't quite get the arm locked and the hips around. And his opponent, Topher Carton, was able to spin out the back, get the takedown himself. He went 6-2 in a barn burn. Wasn't that a great one, Coach Johnson?
Yeah, and you can hear from the crowd all the boos. The head coach is up there. It's the same thing I saw. His hip came over. That was two. Referee Brian Gray down there, he missed that one, in my opinion. But
I don't disagree with that, but with the reversal as time expires, it would have been a moot point. It'd been 6-4, 6-2. Either way,
if he would have caught two, he was on his back. He would have counted near fall. That'd be 6-6. But
it all happened very fast.
They're not going to change it, and the coach is hot. But you know, it's over, and that's how close it is up here.
Corey Clark finishes his season 3A 45-0. He defeats Keegan Wakefield by decision, 5-2, the final here in our 3A matchup. What a run here we had at 119. We'll come back and set things up for 125 as we continue to roll along. You're listening to Wall-to-Wall Championship coverage live high above the three mats on Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be right back. You're listening to Wrestling right here on KISC. Welcome back, everyone. The texts just keep rolling in here. Unbelievable. We just love having all of you listen in tonight as we bring you this this historic event, one of the true must-see events, according to ESPN Magazine. Joel Morrison and family listening in tonight. Glad to have all you guys along. They say, go Brett Roberts. We are listening and wish you the very best. Good luck. Listening in Oskaloosa, Walmart, via Android, my cart is a-rocking. Go Eddyville Rockets. Go. Good luck, Brett. Way to go, Rockets, from Colton S. Way to go, Rockets. Go get them. Brett from Colton Snackenberg. And
and family.
Mark Herbold shouting out to the Southern Iowa wrestlers. He's listening on the World Wide Web from his hotel room in Des Moines. He's getting ready to go out. He's up for the Beef Expo.
I got one down here from Olathe, Kansas, from my old buddy, the roommate from Iowa Falls, Robbie Allen. I'll give a shout out to him. Thanks for listening. He's been listening all the rounds.
Hey, Tony, you must have your own. You have your own. He's like got the paparazzi's following him around. He's got his own gang of followers. Hey, Tony, from your nephew, Caleb Johnson, from Redfield, South Dakota, go Rockets.
Sweet.
Hey, also, just coming in, good luck to Kyler Rischer from Tyler and Jake in Missouri. Kyler Rischer going to be coming up here very, very shortly. We keep rolling along as we get to 125. Let's get to these feature matchups at 125, starting out with 1A.
Starting with 1A, we got a 43-0 senior from Alburnett, Christopher Hoblum, against a junior from a nice school from Lisbon there, Colby Cole, junior, 32-5.
And 2A?
125-pounder is going to feature a Southern Iowa boy, Dakota Simmons of Fairfield. He's 25-3 on the season, a senior. He'll go up against undefeated Jacob Cullen from Clear Lake. So it's about as far north as you can get. By about as far south as you can get.
Well, gentlemen, I have over here going for a championship. 49-3 from Iowa City West, junior Jack Hathaway, 49-3, taking on Connor Ryan from Bettendorf, who's 26-7, a junior. Hathaway boys, Monroe County ties from the Melrose area.
And I've just given Hathaway a look through my binoculars.
Boy,
here.
He looks
He
intent.
Is a physical specimen down there from Iowa City West via Melrose. I think he's going to have a great match here to fire up his Iowa City West crowd, and they're competing for the championship, too.
I'm looking forward to watching this junior from Lisbon. That's a great community. I wrestled with Zach and Shane Light from Lisbon and colleagues there at Ellsworth, and I know traditionally they have a good match here, but up against a tough task, 43-0 from Alburnett.
Gentlemen, I think this is going to be a barn burner of a weight class right here at 125 pounds. We've crowned champions at 103, 112, and we just saw Jason Crosby up on the podium there at 112, his fourth place position. What a tournament that young man has had.
Down here at Class 2A, 125 pounds, we're going to have a lion versus a Trojan. It's Fairfield versus Clear Lake at Class 2A 125-pound championship bout live from Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to Jason Summers with Joe Sinclair and Tony Johnson. Couldn't be a finer venue for the nicest place to wrestle. We're talking about Iowa High School Wrestling.
You know, we talked with Demetri Boyer from Eddieville Blakesburg, the two-time state champion, and he came up here, and we were talking with him about this experience. He's now wrestling in college, and he said that college doesn't even compare.
Doesn't even touch it.
Are you ready, folks? Here we are. Buckle up. Strap yourself in, because this is going to be a ride here at 125 as we get ready to go. Send us your text to 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from and who you're rooting for tonight as we open 125.
Let's wrestle has been called. And they're off.
No score over here. Just underway. 6 seconds in. Hathaway fights off a shot on the 3A mat.
Dakota Simmons of Fairfield in on the shot near the edge of the mat. They're off the mat. A little shove there by his Clear Lake opponent, Jacob Cullen.
You got 0-0 locking horns here in the middle of the mat. 1A.
Boy, I've had exchanging of shots here by Hathaway and Ryan, but neither one of them able to come up with anything. 27 seconds in, first period here in 3A action.
Cullen in on the
baby.
Cullen in there with a hip toss. He's got Dakota Simmons of Fairfield on his back. Simmons alertly flops back over, but that's a 4-0 score with that 4-point hip toss. That was quick, folks. Just that quick. It happens fast up here.
Saw that out of the corner of my eye. This wrestler flying through the air.
That definitely sends a message.
He's got a double chicken wing, and now Cologne is undefeated season 34-0, and he's really working over Dakota Simmons of Fairfield right now, folks. The score is 4-0. Cologne on top. 55 seconds remain in this 125-pound match, and I really don't see Dakota Simmons getting out of this double chicken wing.
This guy's actually
potentially dangerous.
Center of the mat here is still 45 seconds left, and they're scrambling around, but no points scored.
And we're the same way over here in three action. Hathaway had a good double leg, but Ryan fought it off, and they'll come to a stalemate here. 43 seconds go. First period, no score, 125, class 3A.
All the action down here in class 2A on the north mat. Jacob Cullen, caution for jumping the whistle a little bit there. He is a very aggressive wrestler, folks. Quick hip toss, and he is aggressive on top, really working hard trying to turn Dakota Simmons over with that chicken wing.
Well, I'd like to go down and talk to their coach and see what they told him to get him. They're really acting like he's really ticked off, so that's good to wrestle that way.
Yeah, he's obviously the aggressive wrestler. If he can carry that adrenaline through to the rest of this match, he will be the Class 2A champion at 125 pounds.
Over here at Class 3A, Jack Hathaway gets the takedown. He's out in front now. 3-0. There was a technical point awarded to Hathaway. I think was locking hands on Ryan. And Hathaway is now out in front, 3-0.
We're 0-0 at the end of the first period. Lisbon Kid goes down.
Still 4-0, Class 2A, 125 pounds. Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake over Dakota Simmons of Fairfield with that four-point hip toss and back points. As they reset at the center of the mat, there are 14 ticks remaining on the clock in the first period. Class 2A, 125.
Lisbon tries to stand up. Albernett returns him back. He's on his belly, and looks like Albernett's in pretty good control here.
Hathaway starts in the down position here on the 3A action. Ryan won't let him off the mat, but Hathaway's now trying to sneak out. If he can sneak out, he's going to get the reversal here.
Oh.
Hathaway trying to get to his feet. Now he's on his feet. Can he get separation? They're going to go off the edge of the mat here. 1:42 to go, second period, 3-0 Hathaway.
Just underway, second period action on Class 2A, 125 pounds. Dakota Simmons of Fairfield. He trails this match 4-0. He's behind Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake, the undefeated 34-0 senior from Clear Lake. Tries another hip toss. Simmons has got him up in the air. My, just a very athletic maneuver there. Looked like Simmons from Fairfield had Cologne up in the air, was going to be able to take him down with a double leg, but it's still neutral. A Class 2A, 135 left in the second period.
Stoppage out of bounds at 1A here. Back down, we're going to start out still 0-0, 107 left, second period.
Hathaway still trying to get the escape here. 30 seconds in, second period. He's out in front, 3-0. Hathaway of Iowa City West over Ryan Abettendorf.
We're bringing you a simultaneous coverage of the 125-pound championship matches from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Here in Class 2A, it's Dakota Simmons of Fairfield trailing 4-0. His opponent, Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake. The score is 4-0. Minute and 5 left as we have a reset here. Both wrestlers on their feet. Class 2A, 125.
Hathaway gets the escape over here on, they haven't awarded to him. He spun his way out, and the official's indicating no separation. I thought he had it, there it is. Now he's out in front 4-0, 57 seconds to go in Class 3A action, period number 2, 125.
Class 2A, Jacob Cologne trying to take his opponent, Dakota Simmons of Fairfield, down with muscle moves, and as Cologne came out, looked like he was a house on fire. I'm going to put my binoculars on him. We're high above the mats in high fidelity. We're four stories up above the mats. I'll put my binoculars on him and see if I can see if he's maybe starting to get a little bit fatigued down here in Class 2A. 4-0, your leader, Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake.
Colby Cole stands up, gets one with 25 seconds left. They're neutral. Running into the end of the second period here.
Yeah, we're 28 seconds away from the end of the second period. Hathaway of Iowa City West, Melrose ties, and he's out in front 4-0 here over Ryan Abettendorf.
In Class 2A, looked like Dakota Simmons was going to get the double leg takedown. Unable to get that done, and the action has been fast and furious. And Coach Johnson, it looks to me like Jacob Cologne, as the second period expires, might not be in quite as good a shape as Dakota Simmons. So third period action here, just getting ready to start. Dakota Simmons will be on the bottom as the third period begins, Class 2A, 125.
1A, Albernett kid starts down, takes down 1-0. So all that's been scored is when Lisbon was down, he got one. Now he's trying to match that, get his one, and then hopefully decide on her feet.
Well, we are just moving to the third period. Garrett Hathaway trying to get the championship. With this win, if he could get the championship with 50 wins on the season, he's out in front 4-0 as we begin the second period.
Escape at 1A, it's 1-1.
We have an identical 4-0 score. It's Dakota Simmons of Fairfield trailing Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake. 4-0. 1 minute, 40 seconds left in this contest. Simmons is in the down position. He's covered by Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake. Cologne, the undefeated senior, 34-0 on the season. Stand up by Simmons. Tries to scoot out. He's got Cologne just a little bit high, but off the edge of the mat.
Colby Cole in a shot, got his hip down. All he's got to do is get his arm through. Big scramble here. Nothing yet.
Class 1A action, Lisbon versus Albernette.
Nothing. Good defense by the senior there. Now he's actually got the junior in a little bit of trouble.
Right here in 3A action, 1:15 to go in the contest. Jack Hathaway, I want to keep calling his brother's name, is out in front to 4-1, 1:08 to go. After giving up the escape, they begin this third period to Ryan Abettendorf.
1:14 left in this Class 2A championship. Jacob Cologne has been warned for stalling. We're now going to have Dakota Simmons warned for jumping the whistle. Simmons is down. He trails 4-0 with 1:14 left here in this 125-pound championship, Class 2A.
I think all the excitement is about to take place on 1A with a 1-1 tie. Tony Johnson, you're running all the coverage over there. We'll let you run it here.
Yeah, I don't see any stalling over here. This is both guys wanting this, and they're not giving up anything easy there. There could have been a takedown there. I think that is definitely what separates these championship guys is they don't give up anything easy, and then they actually turn their shot, the opponent's shot, into their advantage and somehow try to score out of that.
Jack Hathaway still out in front here, 4-1, 35 seconds to go. He looks to be on his way to win number 50 in a state championship. Go ahead, Coach Johnson.
Looks like we've got 3 seconds left in regulation. We're going to overtime. Who wants it?
A little stop in the action there. I'll update you here on Class 2A. Dakota Simmons trails 4-0. He just can't get anything done off the bottom. He chose bottom to start this third period. Thought he was going to be able to get out.
Right down on the mat here, 4-1. Hathaway takes a shot. He's out in front, 13 seconds to go. Hathaway's going to try to get the championship here in 3A action, 125.
Hey, we got sudden death here, or sudden victory. I always like the sudden death better, but it's sudden victory, they call it now. And 45 seconds left. They're still neutral here.
I got 7 seconds left on my match. Hathaway looks like he's going to hold on here. Final 5 seconds. Jack Hathaway looking for the championship. He gets the takedown, and with 1 second left, Jack Hathaway of Iowa City West gets the championship.
6-1, your final. Congratulations to Jack Hathaway and his parents, John and Elena. You have worked so hard for that championship. Congratulations.
Good job, buddy.
Right back to the center of the mat. Boy, you got a barn burner over here in Class 1A action.
Yeah, we got 20 seconds left, and they're just still... There's nobody's been called for stalling. They're both moving. They're both shucking. They're both trying to create an angle and trying to get a score here.
As we close out the match at Class 2A, 125, Dakota Simmons of Fairfield trails 4-0. 17 seconds remain in that contest. Your 2A champion looks like it's going to be Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake.
You're going to double overtime.
Double overtime, first period, no score.
Go ahead, Joe, and finish that matchup over there on 2A action.
2A match is in the books. Your champion, Jacob Cologne, Clear Lake, 35-0 on the season. Your 2A champion from Clear Lake.
Right back to the center of the mat. This is the barn burner right here in 1A.
Well, it's not over if he gets out. It used to be if he got out here, it was over. Now they both get a shot, and we got a stoppage on a potentially dangerous. No, we got an injury now.
Yeah, that was potentially dangerous, but it got dangerous before they could get back to the mat. The Lisbon wrestler, what's his name?
Cole.
Colby Cole had his knee. He had his leg caught and his knee twisted. Looks to me like a knee injury to the left knee of Colby Cole of Lisbon.
I seen exactly what happened. It happened to me when I was wrestling Jake Kerr that wrestles for Iowa now. He stood up, and the Lisbon kid stood up, and as he stood up, he hooked his leg behind to help him from getting lifted and slammed into the mat real hard. And when the senior Albernette kid come down, it caught his knee, but he's back up. Looks like he's going to go. He's going to tough it out.
Hey, it's a state championship. It's overtime. There's 25 ticks left here in this second overtime period. We'll have a third overtime period as soon as these 25 ticks are off the clock. 1-1 your score. 125-pound championship Class 1A is going to be decided in overtime. Albernette in the purple, Lisbon in the red and black. It's Christopher Hablum of Albernette. He's a 43-0 senior going up against Colby Cole. He's a 32-5 junior.
And he's going to ride him out, so they're going to go and see what happens here now.
Wow,
he's got a choice.
He has a choice. It's a first point earned, and basically at this point, isn't it?
No. Well,
there's the total points at the end of the period.
Yep. There's continuation when it's over. So you don't want to relax if he gets loose because it's not over.
If he does get loose, you got however many ticks are left on the clock to take him back down.
Right.
There's the cut.
Okay. There's the escape by the Albernette.
2-1. So. Albernette's Christopher Halblum leads his opponent, Colby Cole of Lisbon. Two great wrestlers going out here at 125 pounds, class 2A.
18 seconds to go.
How bad do you want it here?
Well, Cole Lisbon's really going after it. Halblum needs to know that Colby Cole is coming at him like a freight train. 10 seconds to go. Colby Cole just can't get in to take a shot. He's trying to do something on the head. And with 2 seconds, 1 second, your champion, class 1A, 125-pounder, Christopher Halblum of Albernette in double overtime.
You know, that he just feels sick for the kid from Lisbon. You know, he gave everything he had and just to miss it. And he goes over there and shakes the hand of his opponent. And
Give a sportsmanship award to Christopher Halblum of Albernette. He helps his opponent, Colby Cole, off the mat. Cole sprints down the tunnel. He's not very happy to be the runner-up, but he'll get some perspective on it in a year or two and understand what a great day he had here at the Well.
Boy, and he gets to come back next year. So
absolutely. What a 125 we had. We thought we'd have an exciting one, and we did. Jack Hathaway, a 3A championship, 50 wins on the season. And then 2A,
Dakota Simmons of Fairfield cannot quite get it done. He's your runner-up at Class 2A 125. Jacob Cologne of Clear Lake, the perfect 35-0 champion, Class 2A 125.
And Christopher Halblum at 1A from Albernette beats in double overtime, 2-1, Colby Cole from Lisbon, the junior.
Well, we're going to come right back here, back to more action when we move to 130. You're listening to your exclusive state championship wrestling live on Thunder Country KIC. Welcome back. Back to work action here. High above the mats, high fidelity, 130 weight class, and the texts just keep coming in. I have tuned off the local TV coverage because you guys rock. Good luck to all the wrestlers tonight, and congrats to the rest. Way to go, Blue Demons, from Bill Anderson listening down in Albia.
Got a text here from John Hathaway. His dad, or his son, just completed the championship. John says, thanks for all the support from KIIC and all of Southern Iowa. It's been a long haul from the days of Coach Bunch and Siebold, but well worth it. See you all soon. Hey. John and Elena, congratulations. That's got to feel great to have a son be a state champion.
And they've helped out a lot with our programs. They've helped Iowa State West. The Hathaways have helped our program. We really appreciate it. Hey, JD. It's Ratliff. Is there any way to watch this one on the internet? Why would you want to watch it when you can hear it this clear?
They really do a good job in between the rounds here, folks, in between the weight classes, getting the prior class up there, have their awards given, trophies and medals, and then back off the mat. Wait for the TV timeout.
It lets things get set up to really celebrate these moments. You know, these are moments to be celebrated. There is history being made for these schools, for these kids, for their communities. It's a celebration. You don't want to ruin it. Good luck, Brett. Have fun and come home with the gold from Wartburg. Now, Brett Roberts is going to be coming up here just very, very shortly. And then Kyler Richer here is on deck, guys. He's coming up. He is within shouting distance of reaching the mat here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Hey, set these matches up, Jason. I was sneaking a peek over there. You're going to have a barn burn on class 3A.
I can't wait here at 3A. John Meeks, 44-0, the takedown artist of Des Moines Roosevelt, taking on 38-4 Dakota Bauer of Iowa City West.
At 1A, we have Brennan McNitt from St. Albert's, senior 48-1 against Jordan Johnson, Interstate 35, 26-2 senior. That's the kid that beat Nathan Van Zanny 8-3 in the quarterfinals. So maybe we could get beat by the champion here again.
Oh, my gosh. Meeks is in just as soon as the whistle blows. Josh, takedown.
Josh Perkins of Atlantic, Southern Iowa boy, will take on the burnt orange singlet wearing Brandon Sorensen from Denver Tripoli in the 2A 130-pound title match. Just underway here. First period. Championships from the well.
We were 5 seconds in, and the takedown artist, John Meeks, gets the takedown. He's out in front of Bauer. 2-0. Here's the escape. 2-1 over here in 3A.
Talented wrestler that John Meeks, number one ranked all year. We were treated to a performance that he put on dismantling Angelo Kelly in the first round. Of course, Angelo Kelly showing how good of a Southern Iowa wrestler he is. Angelo Kelly came right back, won his next match. We'll watch him on the stand to get his medal later on today.
Jordan Johnson's had been in a front head situation. He's driving, looking around, looking for a Metzger, but no points yet.
Bauer holding out strong here. He's after fighting off that takedown by Meeks, still only trailing 2-1. He's fought off several shots. 1:05 to go, first period. Meeks of Des Moines Roosevelt out in front.
Josh Perkins of Atlantic has gotten a couple of takedowns, but he's also been taken down twice. It looks like it's going to be the third time. 4-2 your score now. Brandon Sorensen of Denver Tripoli on top. There's your takedown. 6-2 now. 35 seconds to go. First period, 1:30.
Takedown 1A over here in the center of the mat by the St. Albert's kid. 2-0.
We're still 2-1 over here at Class 3A action. John Meeks still out in front. Dakota Bauer of Iowa City West trailing by one here.
Class 2A, the 6-2 score is still being maintained. Brandon Sorensen of Denver Tripoli up on Josh Perkins of Atlantic. 20 ticks left in this first period. 130-pound championship bout, Class 2A.
15 seconds left here at 1A. We got an escape. It's 2-1, McNitt.
Over here, John Meeks in on another run in 3A action. He's now out in front, 4-1, 5 seconds to go in the first period. He's ahead of Dakota Bauer of Iowa City West. Meeks out in front, 4-1 in 3A action, going into the second period.
We had a little stoppage of the action over here at 2A, and I was able to sneak a peek over at that 3A match, and that was some very fast action.
It's hard to keep your eyes off of the Meeks kid. He is smooth.
Well, when you got a little stop in your match, you can afford that.
Your eyes can wander.
We're going to start the second period. Perkins from Atlantic is going to be trailing 6-2. Brandon Sorensen, Denver Tripoli, on top of his match, Class 3A, Class 2A, 130 pounds.
Escape at 1A, 3-1, McNitt over the Jordan Johnson.
And now Meeks gets the exceed and then falls down. Looked like something maybe happened, maybe a little bit of an injury, but now he's out in front, 5-1, 1:47 to go, second period. Meeks out in front of Bauer of Iowa City West.
Sorensen of Denver Tripoli able to reverse his opponent, Josh Perkins of Atlantic, and then cuts him immediately. That makes your score 8-4. Second period, 1:35 left, 130 pounds, Class 2A, Tripoli over Atlantic, 8-4.
I really like what Jordan Johnson was doing in the first period. He was being the aggressor, but this is a very defensive wrestler I'm seeing here from Adam McNick Sr. here, 48-1.
The takedown artist in 3A action out in front, 7-1 after another takedown, 1:16 to go. He's out in front of Bauer, and Meeks just continues to be electrifying over here in 3A action.
Class 2A, 130-pound championship, Josh Perkins of Atlantic versus Brandon Sorensen of Denver Tripoli. Sorensen on top of this match now, 10-5, with another takedown and cuts him again. 55 ticks left in the second period of this 130-pound Class 2A match. Really looks like Brandon Sorensen just the better wrestler here. Josh Perkins of Atlantic, stellar campaign in his year, but he's being outmanned and outmatched by Brandon Sorensen right now at Class 2A.
Another takedown here, 1A, 5-1. The senior McNitt over Jordan Johnson from I-35.
With 1:10 to go here in 3A action, it's still Meeks out in front, 7-1. And he's absolutely dominating over here in 3A action.
Still dominating performance, Class 2A. Denver Tripoli, they are competing for the championship in Class 2A. We've already seen one champion from the Denver Tripoli folks, and it looks like Brandon Sorensen with another takedown, another cut, makes the score 12-6. And that's how it's been here at Class 2A. Sorensen takedown, followed by a Sorensen letting Perkins escape.
McNitt working the armbar really hard. Jordan straight on his belly here. 3 seconds left. We're going to go into third period, 5-1.
40 seconds to go here, second period. There's no quitting Dakota Bauer. He's got the escape. He's trailing 7-2, but John Meeks has been quite the takedown artist throughout this tournament. Still out in front, 7-2.
Yeah, I don't know if they keep track of how many takedowns scored in a tournament. But we sure saw Brandon Meeks every time we saw him wrestle. He was a dominating performer, really comfortable on his feet. Reminded you a lot of a large Shadow Leshen, just cat quick and very good. Class 2A, 130-pounders, still 12-6. We have a minute 45 left in that match. We have moved to the third period of our Class 2A championship. 130-pounders going at it. 12-6, your score. Sorensen of Denver Tripoli on top.
Start of the third period, 10 seconds into it. We're 5-1. The McNitt kid.
We just come to a completion of the second period here. Still John Meeks, 7-2, out in front of Dakota Bauer of Iowa City West. Meeks, Des Moines Roosevelt, 44-0 on the season.
And I glanced over there. That Jordan Johnson from I-35 Truro, he had a great year. What was his record coming into this match?
Coming in here, he's 26-2.
Senior. Not a lot of matches for I-35 Truro there. I bet he had an injury or illness something there this year.
Yeah, he's injured early in the year, if I remember right.
And we have an escape over here by Bauer to open up the third period. Now he trails 7-3. Bauer still hanging in there against John Meeks.
And Josh Perkins of Atlantic has been stalling a little bit. Sorensen gets awarded a point for that. That makes your score 13-6. 50 seconds remaining in the Class 2A 130-pound match. All Sorensen of Denver Tripoli. He let his opponent, Josh Perkins, up six times, and that is the only scoring that Perkins has been able to muster. Perkins is down in that match. 6-13, Class 2A, 130 pounds.
1A McNitt is takes down Jordan again off of basically a defensive counter score.
Over here, Bauer trying to fight off a run by John Meeks right at the edge of the mat, and Meeks again with a takedown with 56 seconds to go. He's out in front now, 9-3.
You know, I think the only kid that maybe has more takedowns than Meeks is Brett Roberts, the way he was taking kids
down. Oh, my
gosh.
I'd
like to see the stat if we got more of him. But
I think that Brett Roberts probably scored more near-fall points in a period in his semifinal match than maybe anybody in this whole tournament.
But the takedowns what set it up, because that's where, you know, the carry is what puts them on their back. So
we are going to end the Class 2A 130-pound match. 15-7, your final. Brandon Sorensen with an excellent performance for Denver Tripoli. Congratulations to Josh Perkins. His career will end. He's a senior with a loss here at the state finals, but nothing to hang your head about there. State runner-up in Iowa's pretty good company.
15 seconds left in the middle, Matt, here. 7-3 McNitt over Jordan Johnson here. Counting it down. Jordan tries a big throw. Yeah, he threw it at him, but he got taken down. 4 seconds left, 9-3 out of bounds.
We've got 20 seconds left here. Bauer trails to John Meeks. Undefeated Meeks out in front here, 9-4. And Meeks just running away from Bauer here, and he's got plenty of points to give, and he just pushes him away. Meeks will hold on here with 6 seconds to go, 5-4. And they're off the edge of the mat, and you've got a winner over here in 1A.
1A, we got the winner, Brandon McNitt, St. Albert's. Looks like he wins 9-4 over the senior Jordan Johnson from Interstate 35.
And John Meeks will end his season undefeated. The Des Moines Roosevelt wrestler completes this season undefeated 45-0, and he'll be a state champion in 3A at 130. And, gentlemen, 130 has gone through really, really fast here, and we're going to keep on moving along, and we're rolling along to 135, 140. Is our feature matchup coming up here real quickly. Kyler Risher will be coming out here to wrestle at 140. But up next, 135, when we return back to Wells Fargo Arena, home of the Iowa State Wrestling Contest. And you're listening to it live and exclusively on Thunder Country KIIC. Great time here from the Wells Fargo Arena as championships and legends are made from them there, Matt's right below us, four stories. As we roll along to 135, the texts keep coming in. Way to go, Blue Demons, made us proud. Dylan Knowles, way to go. Alvey Wrestlers and all of Southern Iowa, KIIC crew and all of our sponsors for the live coverage on Thunder Country KIIC from Jack and Johnny Flattery.
Great job by all the Southern Iowa wrestling fans. Thanks for tuning us in, and thanks to all the sponsors. It's a great way to handle this with being able to kick it back to the studio and get our great sponsors the recognition that they deserve. Also want to make a special mention of Brian Fitzpatrick there at Edward Jones on the south side of Albee Square, a licensed financial planner. Help you out with all your retirement and investing needs. We're going to have a couple of I'm going to apologize right now. Class 2A finals so far haven't really been.
You're going to step your game up.
They haven't really been the type of championship matches that we were hoping for.
I'm just going to throw singlets on YouTube and bring that broadcast. That sound good, Coach Johnson?
Oh, I'm ready.
I think I can take him.
Yeah.
I think I can take him.
Keep
joke.
Drinking them Red Bulls. You'll be all right.
Revved up on Red Bull.
All
here.
Right, let's set the action over here on 2A.
2A, we're going to have Jake Marlin, 135-pounder from Creston. Only loss on his season. He's 46-1. Came to Albia's Matt White. He's up against Tyler Patton of Webster City, a 34-3 senior.
1A center, Matt, we have senior 43-2 Drew Proctor from Tipton against the junior 40-1 Logan Molnix from North Lynn.
It's a battle of seniors over here on 3A action. Wade Edgington of Indianola taking on Jay Hildreth of Lewis Central. 43-2 is Hildreth, and we're just underway here. 30 seconds gone by, opening period, no score here in 3A.
Jake Marlin with the first period takedown. He takes a 2-0 lead over his opponent, Tyler Patton of Webster City. Jake Marlin, the 46-1 sophomore phenom. His coach said that he would never be beaten in his high school career. He was right until Matt White took care of him early on down in Central Decatur Leon tournament.
0-0 center, Matt. No score.
And we're no score over here. 3 action, first period, 54 seconds to go, 135 weight class.
You tell your boys to make something happen over there now. We've got points being scored down here in 2A. Jake Marlin on top, 2-0, 46 seconds left. First period action, 135-pound class 2A championship match. It's the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. They're being brought to you live here from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Tony Johnson bringing you all the action live. Match 1, 2, and 3, classes 3A, 2A, and 1A.
Don't forget Kyler Richard on deck. He will be up next at 140. 28 seconds gone by here. 3A action. No score here. Indianola's Edgington and Hildreth of Lewis Central going at it. No score.
Jake Marlin trying a tilt here and gets out of position and reversed by his opponent, Tyler Patton of Webster City, with 10 seconds to go. Marlin that quick gets out. He gets out, and he got mad when he got reversed. Throws a hip toss. Your score now is 4-2 and an injury. 4-2 and an injury. There's a 2-point near fall, and a penalty point is going to make the score 7-2. Nope, the time expired. 6-2 still your score. 6-2 your score. Jake Marlin got out of position, got reversed, and as he got reversed, boom, boom, just like that, he got mad, got the underhook in, threw him to his back. I thought that there was an injury, and there is. Tyler Patton of Webster City is being attended to by the trainer.
0-0 after locking horns on 1A match. We're going to end the first period, start in neutral second period.
We started with Edgington in the down position to begin the second period. There is no score. Edgington in the down position. Hildreth will cover here, 1:54 to go. And Edgington quick to his feet, trying to get the escape right here as we open up the second period. Now a switch out. Edgington trying to get away, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 1:46 to go. No score. 3A action.
Sure would like to see Indianola's Edgington get the win there at Class 3A, Jason. We got a lot of listeners that enjoy our programming on KIIC 96.7. A lot of Indianola folks like that classic country programming that we bring you on 96.7.
Well, we do got a score over here, and Edgington gets a reversal, and he's now out in front 2-0, 1:37 to go, second period. Let's go to 1A action.
1A, we're out of bounds, 0-0, 1:20 left in the second period. Neutral.
Class 2A, a couple of real strong wrestlers going at it. Reversed again is Jake Marlin of Creston. He leads his match now 6-4.
Edgington still out in front here. He's trying to ride high on Hildreth of Lewis Central. Edgington out in front, 2-0. We're going to have a potentially dangerous hold call. 1:13 to go. Edgington of Indianola, 2-0 over Hildreth of Lewis Central. Back to 3A, or 2A.
Tyler Patton cuts Jake Marlin, so Marlin's lead gets extended to 7-4. They're in the neutral position with 1 minute remaining in the second period. Class 2A, 135-pound championship. Jake Marlin of Creston on top.
Still locking horns here. Well, we just got in on a shot. Got a shot on the North Lynn kid. Proctor takes him down. Tipton up 2-0.
The escape here on Hildreth, and Hildreth now trails Wade Edgington of Indianola. Indianola's Edgington out in front, 2-1, with 50 seconds to go in the second period.
Class 2A, it's still 7-4 with 38 ticks left on the clock in the second period. Jake Marlin, the sophomore from Creston. Coach said he'd never be beat. Matt White from Albia took care of that early in the season, but it looks like that's going to be the only blemish on Jake Marlin's stellar season. If he can finish this match out, he leads 7-4 in the championship, Class 2A, 135 pounds.
Escaped by the North Lynn kid. We're neutral again with 4 seconds, 3-2-1, into the second period, 2-1, Tipton.
Edgington of Indianola still out in front here. 17 ticks left on the second period. He's out in front 2-1 over Jay Hildreth, the Lewis Central. Here's a shot by Edgington in there on a single A. Can he elevate? He elevates, gets his opponent off, but he's going towards the edge of the mat is Hildreth. Edgington trying to drag him back in. The final 2 seconds, one, and ooh, no. He got his head out just as time elapsed. We go to the third period. Edgington out in front 2-1 here at 3A action.
We were between periods there in Class 2A, and I snuck a peek over there. It looked like Edgington was in there real deep on that single leg. If he could have got him turned towards the center of the mat, I think he would have got the two.
Ridden on a shot, 2A, or 1A here in the center mat. Looks like we're going to get a stalemate.
Edgington on top to begin the third and final period. Edgington out in front, 2-1, 1:45 to go in 3A action.
As we started the third period, Jake Marlin is cut by Tyler Patton again. That made the score 8-4, and a quick takedown by Jake Marlin. Your score now 10-4. 10-4, Marlin on top, in control of his match. Championship in Class 2A, 1:34 left.
Edgington gives up the escape to Hildreth. Hildreth now has tied it up 2-2, 1:20 to go over here in 3A action. We've got a barn burner going in 3A.
Let's keep it here for a little bit, Jason. That's where all the action is. A minute and 13 left there. 2-2 tie, Class 3A, 1:35.
1A is looking pretty tight there as well. We'll keep you going with Coach Johnson here. We're tied up at 2. Edgington and Hildreth. Yep. Indianola native trying to get the win for Indianola. Hildreth backed off of Edgington, who dropped down. Here's a shot in there by Edgington. Missed on the shot. Hildreth fights it off. Now, back to the center of the mat to go. 49 seconds to go. And here over in 1A action, we got a run going.
Oh, nothing there. Good shot. Reshot. Out of bounds. But we had a stalling call on the Tipton kid. And so he decides to let North Lynn Molnix up. Now we're neutral.
We've got two scores on both mats here, 1A and 2A. 30 seconds to go. Here's a shot in by Hildreth of Lewis Central. He gets Edgington up. He's on the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat. No, they're still in. And separation, nothing called, right at the edge of the mat. 19 seconds to go. We're tied at 2. Edgington of Indianola trying to hold on to get the championship here at 1:35 in 3A action. Right back to the center of the mat. We're going to keep it right here in 3A. Here's a shot by Edgington. Tied at 2. 4 seconds. 14 seconds to go. Edgington in. Lewis in on a double leg, trying to get the takedown. Edgington fighting it off, still grabbing onto that leg. Still no separation. 4 seconds to go. 3-2-1. Will they give him anything, Aaron? No score. We're going to go into overtime here in 3A.
What a roly-poly sequence of events down there. Edgington of Indianola had a single shot in on him deep. Couldn't get it finished, though.
The senior takes down for Proctor, takes down Molnix. 4-2 here with 10 seconds left. Trying to put him on his back. He's got him on his back. Two count.
Over here, we're going to go to overtime, gentlemen. And do you have a winner over here in your action?
There was an injury timeout in Class 2A. Jake Marlin comfortably on top in that one, 13-4, 30 seconds left in that 135-pound Class 2A match.
Drew Proctor finishes strong, turns over Molnix, gets two more near fall, wins 6-2, 1A. Here's your state champion.
Edgington takes a shot in Hildreth in overtime. The first takedown wins. Edgington's got his opponent up off the ground. Edgington's trying to get a 3A championship. 29 seconds ago. Edgington at the event. He gets no. They're going to say he's off the event. Did he get
two?
Takedown, Edgington. Edgington of Indianola gets the championship in 3A over Jay Hildreth of Lewis Central. Gentlemen, we just saw action packed at 1:35. Unbelievable. Edgington with the win.
That kid from Lewis Central Council Bluffs is disappointed, but he wrestled his guts out. Give Indianola's Edgington all the credit there. Got in there deep on the single leg, elevated it. Lewis Central Council Bluffs kid tried to get to the edge of the mat, but at the edge of the mat, give the takedown and the overtime win to Indianola.
Let's recap 1:35, a very action-packed 1:35 in 1A action.
1A action, we had Drew Proctor, the winner, by 6-2 over Logan Molnix from North Lynn.
In Class 2A, Jake Marlin of Creston, a 47-1 sophomore campaign. He's your state champion from Creston. Jake Marlin, your winner, 13-4 over Tyler Patton of Webster City.
Wade Edgington, state champion at 135 Class 3A, and that does it for 135. Centerville fans, get yourself locked in and ready to go. Kyler Risher's on deck at 140. We'll be right back to more wrestling action. You're getting it all right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Fargo Arena, 140, Kyler Risher, our feature matchup over here in 3A. We have Brian Warren of Des Moines Hoover and Jordan Rinkin of Waverly Shell Rock, but we're going to be exclusive over here in 2A action. And 1A?
1A, we have Robert Walker from Martindale St. Mary's, 45-0 junior against Nolan Olvet, Logan Magnolia, 44-2 senior.
Joey, let's set things up for Kyler Risher.
Live from Wells Fargo Arena, it's Cardiac Kyler Risher from Centerville. He's going to be going up against Atlantic's Brad Schwenke. Schwenke with a 43-4 mark. He's a senior. Kyler Risher, the 46-9 senior. He got to this point with a quarterfinal win. Dylan McLaughlin, he advanced, beat Royce Nessa of Webster City. Then he started his Cardiac Kyler. 1-0 win for Kyler Risher over Josh Schaefer. It was an exciting match. He got that 1-0 win. I guess that was over Royce Nessa. And that was it as time expired. As time expired, it was a scoreless tie. And with literally less than 2 seconds to go, Kyler Risher gets the 1-0 win. And then the one that we all heard broadcast live here on 96.7 KIIC, top-ranked Josh Schaefer of Odebolt Arthur. He was number one ranked, undefeated, 41-1 coming into the match. Kyler Risher defeats him by pin in a quadruple overtime match. 6 minutes and 32 seconds after they started wrestling, woo, Kyler Risher got the fall. Here he is in the finals against Brad Schwenke from Atlantic.
We're just about set to go. Kyler Risher shakes the opponent's hand, grabs the ankle, and then he'll get a caution there. He's ready to go.
They didn't even caution him. They just
said, yeah, the start. The official restarted. He knew that it was probably his fault. He's a little bit slow on the whistle. No caution for Kyler Risher there. We're underway. 0-0. Minute 47. First period action. Class 2A 140-pound match. Kyler Risher of Centerville. Brad Schwenke of Atlantic.
Boy, Risher has just—he has been relentless and no quit, and he's been down several times in his matches and come back, and that's—he's been the comeback kid, guys.
That was a huge comeback win against top-ranked Josh Schaefer of Odebolt Arthur. Kyler Risher looks really, really tough out there, guys. Risher drops down to one leg. We saw that style against Josh Schaefer of Odebolt Arthur. Risher, the Centerville Big Red Wrestler, has got the black singlet on with the red championship stripes down the side. Atlantic's Brad Schwenke of Atlantic. He's got the yellow Atlantic colors on. Shot in there by Schwenke, countered by Risher. Risher tries to pressure the head. They separate now. Get back to the center of the mat. No score here. 59 seconds remain. Class 2A 140-pound championship match. Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7.
Go, Kyler, from the Brown family.
About ready to go down here. 4 seconds. Three, two. He stands up.
One second. Risher's going to go. They give him a point right at the right.
They give him a one-point escape. One-point escape. Kyler Risher is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
Parts and service. Call Centerville Tractor and Implement for all your green needs.
35 seconds to go. First period. Really, guys, it's been Kyler Risher the aggressor. He's been making the shots, but here is a shot.
About ready to go down here. 4 seconds. Three, two. He stands up.
He's 1 second, and Risher's going to go. They give him the point right at the right.
They give him a one-point escape. Kyler Risher is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
I would like to see that again.
That's where they need instant replay.
Schwenke's got the leg. He elevates the leg. Risher just bouncing on it. Oh, off the mat. They need to go down here. 4 seconds. Three, two.
To the mat. What a move.
No, I was waiting for official to call fleeing, but it really wasn't. But I'm just glad he didn't call.
Kyler Risher hit a stand-up Granby roll, and his opponent, Schwenke, followed him down off the mat. No score now. What a great move there by Kyler Risher. Is that something, Coach Johnson, that can be taught, or was that all instinct by Kyler Risher?
Oh, he knew where he was on the mat, but you could just tell he was in a front-head situation. The way the kid was circling, he was going to shuck him. And he had a good shuck. He cleared the head, and Kyler kept scrambling. He got back in on the leg, and then Kyler tried to do a front roll and got to get away out of bounds.
Kyler Risher will start the second period in the down position. He's set. He's covered. And on the whistle, the first move is the stand-up for Kyler Risher. He stands up trying to get loose.
Boy, he's just so elusive, gentlemen. I mean, he's so slippery as a wrestler. And he's got the escape here. He's got the lead. 147 to go, second period.
About ready to go down here. 4 seconds. Three, two. He stands up.
One second. Risher's got it. Oh, they give him the point right at the right.
They give him a one-point escape. Kyler Risher is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
I would love battling out here on the mat.
Oh, my goodness. Risher gets him.
Go down here. 4 seconds. Three, two. He stands up.
One second. Risher's got it. Oh, they give him the point right at the
They gave him a one-point escape. Kyler Risher is going to go to overtime. It's 9-9. Folks, that was fast.
Unbelievable.
Action move for Kyler Risher. A minute 20 left here. 140-pound
slap it.
Kyler Risher on top. He's chest-to-chest against his opponent.
1:15 to go. Can he get the pin?
Got the wrist. Getting the wrist out.
Kyler Risher's got him almost nearly on the back. He looked like a pancake.
And he's got him stretched, but he gets to his face and gets out. A five-point move for Kyler Risher. He leads this match now 6-0 with that takedown and near fall points. And, folks, that was in the balance of Kyler Richard being on his own back. It was that close. He could have gone to his back and got pinned. He could have gotten his opponent Schwenke to his back, and that's exactly what happened. Schwenke lucky to escape there without being pinned.
He kind of used his momentum, and he arched his back and flipped him over and went back on. It could have went either way, like you said.
He'll cover 57 seconds ago. Risher, the elusive cardiac kid.
6-0, your score now. Kyler Richard of Centerville on top. 50 seconds left here, second period action. Kyler Richard. Anything can happen, though, here in the next 2 minutes and 40 seconds. That's how much time Kyler Risher has. He's got the leg in. Stand up here by Schwenke. He gets back down. Risher's got the leg in on the right side. He's got the right leg in on the right side. Schwenke gets his base, and we're going to have a stalemate called, so we'll reset it with 29 seconds to go. Schwenke will set.
Schwenke survived a pin. I don't know how he did. That tells you how much of a quality wrestler he is, because Risher had that thing buttoned down.
Covered by Risher. First move there is a sit out. Deep waist applied by Kyler Risher. Looks like he's going to use that deep waist here. Nope. Puts the leg back in. Stand up here by Schwenke. Should get a potentially dangerous call here if Schwenke gets his hands off. And Coach Johnson, what's Schwenke thinking right here? He's down 6-0. He needs to make something happen. What's happening?
I think he's thinking he's lucky he didn't get pinned.
Yeah. I'm sure there was prayers going on when he had his back on the mat, because that's the only thing that saved him right there.
Well, he's got to be thinking he's got second life, you know, new life, second chance. So maybe, you know, but Kyler's really got the pressure up top.
After the stalemate, they reset, and Kyler Risher with the deep waist in there ends the second period with a 6-0 lead. Great big five-point move. Both wrestlers look like could have gone either way. Kyler Risher, after he got done rolling, was on top, had his opponent in the headlock. He wormed out of that, but he got chest to chest and was able to get the three-point near fall. Lucky that Schwenke didn't get pinned there.
How many times have we seen Kyler Risher with those snake-like moves where he just, out of nowhere, he comes up with a great move to get it on here? Look at
spladle.
This, right out of the
spladle.
He's got the spladle in, folks. He put the leg in. His opponent did the exact same thing that he'd done before, tried the little stand-up, and Kyler Risher grabs the other leg, pulls it apart. It's called a spladle, and two back points are awarded. Kyler Risher now up 8-0. Minute 40 left here. Third period action. Kyler Risher put it on his opponent from Atlantic, Schwenke. And I don't think Schwenke's had to wrestle a wrestler with this type of a menagerie of moves.
Well, he's been through so much in this tournament, and those comebacks and all those moves. As we mentioned, he just keeps getting better each and every match. And here we are once again. He's dominant.
Well, when you beat the number one kid in the semifinals, it gives you pretty good confidence coming in here. But this
escape
kid is no
thereby,
slouch.
Escape thereby. Schwenke, and Kyler Risher was just getting a little bit high, and he's a very comfortable wrestler on his feet. I think he felt like he was getting a little bit high, and he just cut him instead of having any chance of getting thrown to his back. With a minute left to go, Kyler Risher has an 8-1 lead in the Class 2A 140-pound championship match against Schwenke from Atlantic.
He runs him off the edge of the mat, and Kyler Risher, you know, he's got that mat savvy. He's going to be very cautious about how he attacks us, but he's still... is the type that will be aggressive. He's in on a single leg. He's got it in, trying to pull it up and get some separation.
Well, we had Coach Matt Johnson up here yesterday after the matches were completed, and he said he expected Kyler Risher to come out and leave everything he had on the mat. That's the kind of wrestler that he is, and that's what we're seeing right now. Schwenke in on a single leg with 32 seconds left. Great counter by Risher. And Coach Johnson, this is nothing but good for Risher, because it's eating up clock.
That's right. We got 25 seconds left. He still like, I'm sure, want to get.
They're still in action, and it looked like they gave the takedown and then the escape to Risher. They gave the takedown to his opponent and then the escape to Risher, and they're going to head back to the middle of the mat. Looked like maybe a little injury.
There's a disagreement, folks. There's a disagreement, and it's not between the wrestlers and the officials. It's between the two officials. The two officials are having a disagreement over how that scoring happened.
And they wave it all off, so it's still 8-1.
It should be 8-1. The scoreboard says 9-3, but I think they waved all three of those points off, the takedown and the escape.
Or maybe not. Maybe they just said they're both neutral, 9-3.
We've got 15 seconds away from Kyler Risher being crowned the champion at 140 here in Class 2A. Risher with a shot. He's now on a takedown. Kyler Risher with the 10 seconds to go is going to hang on for a victory, a state championship within 5 seconds for the Centerville wrestler. 4-3-2-1. Hello, Centerville. You have a new state champion,
yes.
Kyler Risher. You're a state champion at 140. And, gentlemen, we just witnessed one of the better runs that we've seen a state in a long, long time.
And not only that, the Centerville Big Reds get the bonus point. Kyler Risher, 11-3 with that takedown. His opponent, Schwenke, tried a headlock at the end. And Kyler Risher dancing around the mat. He's a happy winner. Centerville Big Red fans, be proud. Kyler Risher is your 140-pound Class 2A state champion wrestler.
Unbelievable. What a match. You know, Kyler Risher, we talked about him coming in with his snake-like moves, and it was a snake-like move in that late first period that got those bonus runs there. And then the escape where he locked it in and got the guy money back. He was just unbelievable with the moves he put out there on the mat.
Really just a dominating performance there by Kyler Risher. Almost had to say that really only 1 point scored against Kyler in that match.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a controversy there on the takedown. There was a word to Schwenke. But give Centerville Big Reds the bonus point for the major decision. 11-3 your score. Kyler Risher of Centerville is the champion, Class 2A, 140-pounder.
Oh, guys, we're going to talk about that one for a long, long time. What excitement this tournament has been. Kyler Risher, congratulations, Centerville. You're doing the snake dance down there in Centerville along the square, and you should be so proud of the tournament that Kyler Risher has had up here. We got a 1-1 score here in 3A action, gentlemen.
It's an overtime. Like, it's overtime. Yeah, this is the fourth period. Overtime, 1-1. 15 seconds left in the first overtime. And who do we feature here in this 3A matchup?
I tell you what, I've forgotten. It's Jordan Rankin of Waverly Shell Rock and Brian Warren of Des Moines Hoover.
Oh, boy.
Looks like Hoover's going to get the takedown with 2 seconds to go. There it is.
He got it.
Yeah, that was the right call. That was the right call.
Definitely.
Brian Warren of Des Moines Hoover with the win. And, gentlemen, that's going to wrap up 140. What a 140 we had. What a tournament we had. It's what you expect when you get to the state wrestling tournament. We have not been disappointed.
Well, let's keep it here for just a minute, folks. Kyler Risher, if you're just tuning in, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Tony Johnson bringing you live championship wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena. Kyler Risher from Centerville was going against Brad Schwenke from Atlantic, and Kyler Risher just took it to him with an 11-3 win. And it didn't really feel like as the match opened up that it was going to be such a dominating performance. No points in the first period.
Nope. I just think he actually stunned his opponent with the moves that he put on. Like I said, it was snake-like, and I don't think he'd ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, when you go from throwing a guy to his back and he think you're going to get this guy and get a pin or a near fall yourself, and you get arched up and over. I don't really call it a snake move. I call it just raw determination. Snake flip him over, and then you get five. I mean, it just crushed him. You can see from then on, it was pretty much.
Well, yeah, when Schwenke had Risher right at the edge of the mat with a takedown, had that leg up. You know that. I think that absolutely shocked him. He hadn't seen anything like it.
Yeah, we'll replay it for you here on the radio. At the conclusion of the first period, looked like Schwenke was going to get the takedown on Risher. He had the leg elevated way up high, and just before he could execute the trip, Kyler Risher hits a stand-up Granby roll, pulls Schwenke off the mat, and Schwenke was unable to get control before they went off the mat, and that escape by Risher was really the only time that he was in any trouble at all in that match.
Unbelievable, gentlemen. Unbelievable. That's all I can say. The tournament and the things that we've seen here tonight have not disappointed. Let's take a timeout, get our breather, come back here and celebrate Kyler Risher's victory. State champion, 140, Kyler Risher, Centerville. Stand up, get an applause, because you deserve it, young man. We'll come right back here with more action. You're listening to live, exclusive Iowa State High School Wrestling on the one and only sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.